On today's podcast, we celebrate the Earth and those who are doing their part in keeping it as livable as possible. Let's travel on the wine road.
Being a sustainable wine grower means protecting the environment, being a good neighbor and an employer, and also maintaining a thriving long-term business.
It's a very unique, you know, we wanted to do something earth-friendly, and we finally decided to build a straw bale winery. So it's built from about 3,000 bales of straw, so obviously a renewable resource.
Carlo Petrini decided to organize a different movement that is not against the fast food, but is an alternative to the fast food life.
Earth Day is coming up on April 22nd, but there are celebrations throughout the month, much of them supported by the California Wine Institute and Discover California Wines. If you go to my event page at onthewineroad.com, you'll see information about Down to Earth Month. Coming up, I'll talk with Allison Jordan of the Wine Institute. Then you'll hear from John Olney, the Chief Operations Officer and winemaker at Ridge Vineyards, Lytton Springs, in Dry Creek Valley, Sonoma County. And I talk with Italian Giancarlo Garrilio, the editor of The Slow Wine Guide. Much like the slow food movement, slow wine is the process of sustainable farming and winemaking. The current guide reviews 370 Italian wines, and in recent years they've included California and expanding this year to include Oregon. Part two of this podcast, coming next week, will include two California wineries chosen for the guide: Lark Mead in Calistoga, Napa Valley, and Litterai of Sebastopol, Sonoma County. You know, Earth Day began in 1970, created as a day of education about environmental issues. Since Earth Day is always on April 22nd, it makes April a perfect month to celebrate and educate consumers about sustainability in all industries, including the wine industry. So it's no surprise the Wine Institute of California is offering opportunities for wine lovers to experience wines made with sustainable practices across the state. This will be the 8th annual Down to Earth Month, featuring 50 events. And on the phone with me now is Allison Jordan. She's the Executive Director of the California Sustainable Wine Growing Alliance and Vice President of the Environmental Affairs for the Wine Institute. I can't imagine a more appropriate person to have a conversation with about this topic, Allison. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure, Jeff. It's great to be with you.
Let's start with the big question. Why is supporting wineries who craft their product sustainably important to the consumer?
Well, for those who care about how their products are made and grown, which I think is really increasing, being a sustainable wine grower means not only producing that high-quality grapes and wine that we find in California, but also protecting the environment, being a good neighbor and an employer, and also maintaining a thriving long-term business. The industry, after all, is made up of mostly families, and so they really want that vibrant business to pass on to future generations.
I love the idea of sustainability because it does encompass so many different aspects of running a business. And one thing people don't think about is it's how you treat your employees as well.
That's right. Yeah, so strong relationships with your employees and also your neighbors and communities. There's a big social equity piece of the puzzle. And then it's also everything that you're doing in your vineyard and your winery in terms of water conservation and energy efficiency, thinking about healthy soils and managing them for that long-term goal, and then responsible pest management, protecting wildlife habitat in and around your vineyards, recycling, of course, reusing all of those good Earth Day type topics, but also how you're thinking about what you're bringing into your vineyard or winery, so your environmentally preferable purchasing, and really just, again, that idea that you're thinking about that economic feasibility and the vibrant business that you're hoping to create.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've spoken with Carissa Cruz, the president of the Sonoma County Wine Growers. Back in 2014, the organization committed to have Sonoma County become the nation's first 100% sustainable wine region by this year in 2019. And I see they're at 97% as of the last report. They're so close, and it's been quite an accomplishment.
They are, and we actually work really closely together because they use our certified California Sustainable Wine Growing Program along with several others to meet that 100% goal. So we're really excited to see how far they've come, and really just by setting that audacious goal out there, how the wine community has really stepped up to help achieve that goal.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting when they hit 100. Is there a party planned for that day?
I am not sure, but I bet you they're going to be having a party if they agree.
There's got to be some sort of
celebration. Yeah, and really, I mean, even if they never reach that 100, it's still an incredible accomplishment, and the journey to get there and how they've really aligned all of the education and outreach that they do within their industry, but also with their stakeholders, and they've done so many amazing things. We talked about the social elements of sustainability, and one of the things that I think is really interesting is that as a region, they revamped their foundation and have really been helping employees at Vineyards and their families, and really just making sure that that's a strong network. And so just that's just one example of many of how it takes off in its own form in various regions throughout the state, and everyone can find their own ways to get involved.
Yeah. Well, on the 8th annual Down to Earth Month, and it is a full month of events, there's a great variety of experiences to celebrate this, isn't there?
There are over 50 events. It's everything from Earth Day wine festivals, where you can try lots of different wines from different wineries, but also hikes and horseback rides through sustainably farmed vineyards. There are tastings and behind-the-scenes tours of eco-friendly wineries. So a great way to really learn about what does sustainable wine growing mean, and how are the wineries around the state implementing them in their own operations.
And consumers and those who are fans of wine can go to your website, discovercaliforniawines.com, for the great list of events happening throughout the state.
That's right.
I noticed, each year Stag's Leap District wineries have their Vineyard to Vintner event, and this year they're going to incorporate Earth Day as part of that, and this celebration is their 30th year, so that's going to be a big event on April 26th through the 28th. And I was happy to see that Taste of Mendocino as well is happening in San Francisco. So those who haven't had a chance to try too many of the Mendocino wines and the producers there, 30 of them will be at Fort Mason Center in San Francisco on April 27th. And one thing I saw in relation to the Mendocino County producers is they're not only major participants in sustainable farming, but fish-friendly farming practices. And that's important, too, because we have so many rivers around vineyards and where we live.
That's right. It's really about protecting the watershed and making sure that we're protecting that wildlife habitat.
Interestingly, Passport to Dry Creek Valley is also celebrating their 30th anniversary this month, so another one to consider being a part of, and that's also April 27th through 28th. And Earth Day Napa is coming up on April 28th at the Oxbow Commons, and they're celebrating Earth Day with 75 organizations and vendors with all kinds of food and wine and beer, and it's an activity for all ages.
You're making me hungry talking about these great events.
And of course, everybody loves the farm-to-table aspect and learning how to cook that way. And I saw that there's a release of Wine Country Table with recipes that celebrate California's sustainable harvest that's being released.
That's right. It just came out, and we're so excited about it. It showcases our sustainable bounty, all of the specialty crops that are grown here in addition to wine, and just really the care that the wine growers and the other farmers across the state take when they're growing our produce and vegetables and nuts and of course making our wonderful wines. And so it's 50 recipes with tips about food and wine and pairings. It has so many unique aspects to it. We're really excited about it. Just gorgeous photography. And it's written by acclaimed food writer Janet Fletcher, who actually did our first book, which was called Down to Earth, which was a sustainable tour around the state. This one is more of a culinary tour. And it's also being published by Rizzoli. So not only is it available on Amazon.com, but you can also find it in bookstores around the country.
Fairly easy for the home cook to try?
Absolutely. The recipes I find to be really approachable, and but also introducing you to some crops that you might not be as familiar with, and just a really great demonstration of our all the different ethnicities of food and culture in our state too. So it's such a great way to learn and to experience, and hopefully to enjoy a glass of wine while you cook and prepare food with your family and friends.
Yes, indeed. And interestingly, I mentioned a bunch of these events going on that are specific dates, but there are many places like Gary Farrell, I noted, celebrating to Earth throughout the whole month.
That's right, yes. And discovercaliforniawines.com is a great place to find out all of the different happenings that are going on around the state.
I'll be talking with John Olney of Ridge coming up on today's show, and we'll find out what they have planned coming up on April 20th in just a minute.
That's great. And in fact, they're one of the wineries that's featured in the Wine Country Table Book as well.
Oh, great. Well, Allison, thank you so much for your information and doing your part in keeping our county sustainable. And we should all be congratulated for the efforts that have been accomplished.
Thank you so much, Steph. It's great to be with you.
Earlier, I mentioned that Sonoma County is now 97% sustainable. But Allison wanted me to include this fact as well. As of 2018, 70% of California's total wine production and 25% of statewide wine acreage are certified sustainable. That's 209 million cases of total wine production and 150,000 acres certified sustainable. So we're on the right path. If you want to learn more, go to discovercaliforniawines.com, or you can go to my website, onthewineroad.com. I have a link to their press release that contains all the information for you about Down to Earth Month. I have a couple of minutes before I get into the details of the event at Ridge, Lytton Springs, and Montebello locations, so I thought I'd include an excerpt from an interview I did on Thursday with winemaker Anna Giogo Draper of Artesa Vineyards and Winery in the Carneros region, South Napa County. During our interview, the topic of their sustainable farming came up. Here's what she had to say.
We're very conscious with water usage, obviously. The drought affects us like everyone else in the valley. Ecologically also, with, you know, use of cover crops. We've used before and we stopped, and I think we're going to do for grazing, bring sheep back to the property. We've done that for a few years and we stopped, and I think we're looking. So we're green certified by the Napa Valley Vintners, and we're really looking. We've looked into even conversion of the vineyards to eventually organic, which in Codorniu in Spain is something. I know Raymat is 100% organically certified, the biggest vineyard in Europe. So it's that focus is very big in Codorniu.
The benefits of sustainable farming often suggest that that practice is important for future generations. But you think about the centuries-old winemaking families. I mean, it almost seems like it was innate to them to be sustainable.
Well, I think back then, you know, I don't think that word was in the mouths of so many people. I think 100 years ago, probably everyone was sustainable. Then I probably say 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. In the 80s, that time, you know, everyone used a Roundup, all those chemicals, and no one was even aware or thinking about it. And then I think in the 90s, you know, little by little, people start getting more aware. And obviously, it's something that I think everyone's very focused. I really like Napa and wine country, Napa and Sonoma County. You know, I know Sonoma County wants all the vineyards to be 100% green certified in 2 years or a year.
It was supposed to be this year.
I love that. They sound like big goals, but I think you have to think big if you really want to achieve that. But I feel that there's no turning back now. We really have to be conscious. And in the winery, too, use of water. I mean, any winemaker will tell you, you know, making wine is the use of water is, you know, everyone has a hose during harvest cleaning floors, and I'm always training and conscious to try to so even in the winery, to try and be as efficient and as sustainable as possible. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yes, of course. Please keep listening to On the Wine Road and check out my interview coming up in a couple of weeks.
That's awesome. And yes, the full interview will be on my show in a couple of weeks. Now, getting back to Down to Earth Month celebrations, on April 20th, Ridge Vineyards is offering an event at both their Lytton Springs in Dry Creek Valley and Montebello locations in the Santa Cruz Mountains. I met up with Chief Operating Officer and winemaker John Olney earlier this week at Lytton Springs to chat about the highly respected wineries and their event celebrating the benefits of organic farming next Saturday.
Yeah, so we've got a really nice lineup of wines, a couple wines from our Montebello estate, the 15 Montebello Chardonnay, and also a little older from our libraries, 2013 Cabernet from the Torre Vineyard. So that's a small block within the Montebello Vineyard. And from up in Sonoma, we have our 2017 Zinfandel from the East Bench Vineyard. That's Dry Creek Valley. And also, we make a small amount of Syrah here at Lytton Springs, and we'll have the 2014 vintage of that one.
I'm assuming that these library wines from Montebello are not
typically offered here?
No, not at all. In fact, the Torrey Cabernet is something that we just make really a handful of barrels of. So we like to, you know, bring it out for special occasions like this.
Wonderful. I saw Ridge is the largest grower of organically certified grapes in both Sonoma County and down in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, it's something we actually didn't know, and until someone told us. We've been on a sort of a long campaign for the last 10 years converting all of our vineyards to organic, and obviously some of the vineyards that are up on hillsides were the last, and we're still, we have about 5% that we're still converting over organic, but we'll be 100% organic by the end of next year.
The event on April 20th is a great opportunity for you Sonoma and Napa wine fans who haven't been to Ridge Montebello in the Santa Cruz Mountains to take the drive or take advantage of the tasting offerings in Geyserville at Ridge Lytton Springs. It's only $15, and for what they're offering, that is very reasonable. And I was looking at the daily tasting experiences Ridge offers. No reservation is needed for a couple of the tastings, and they too are reasonably priced.
And on the lower end these days of what people are charging.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, we welcome everyone to come. We want everyone to come, and we're always looking for new people who want to discover, you know, some different wines and, you know, see what's out there.
Speaking of Down to Earth Month, you were telling me your winery here is about as down to earth as you can get.
Yeah, so the winery in the Santa Cruz Mountains, which is our original winery, the Montebello Winery, that we started in 1962, and it's up at about 2,500 feet above the Silicon Valley, so very unique location. And then as we produced more and more Zinfandels and more from Sonoma County, it made sense to build a winery up here just north of Healdsburg. And it's a very unique, you know, we wanted to do something earth-friendly, and we finally decided to build a straw bale winery. So it's built from about 3,000 bales of straw, so obviously a renewable resource. Mm-hmm. And then the on the outside, it's essentially just adobe. It's dirt that's taken out of the vineyard. It's mixed with gravel and straw and just applied over the top of the straw.
Does it help maintain a constant temperature in here? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. The choice of straw, besides being renewable, is because it has a really, really high R value. So we're able to, we have vents in the lower parts of the winery which open at night, and we're able to really cool using the night air, and they close in the morning, really hold in that the cool air.
And quite a few solar panels here as well.
Yeah, we've got the whole south side of the winery roof is all solar panels.
Is that 100% energy for you?
No, it's it provides about 60% over the course of the year. Obviously, you know, it turns the meter both ways. Sometimes we use more, sometimes we're, you know, giving back.
Yeah. That's still a big number. Good enough to help out.
Oh yeah, no, it's we're real happy with it.
John and the crew at Ridge would love to see you at either Lytton Springs or Montebello as they celebrate the benefits of organic farming next Saturday, April 20th. Now, if you go to their website, ridgewine.com, and then click on Ridge Wine, you'll see the great amount of wines they bottle. There are about 20 varietals per page, but it goes on for 42 pages. Granted, that also includes older library wines, in addition to the many vineyard sites and varietals. But they have something for everyone, and as I mentioned, they are highly respected. Since we had some time, I wanted to go through some of Ridge Montebello's history, the mothership. It's a story that's similar to one you may have heard, as I have, numerous times here in Northern California. An immigrant, in this case Italian Osea Perone, buys land in the late 1800s. He constructs a winery, calls it Montebello, and releases his first vintage in 1892. Eventually, mostly due to prohibition, the winery becomes abandoned. Then in the 1940s, someone buys the property. This time it's William Short, and plants Cabernet. So again, this story you may have heard many times here in Northern California about wineries that are still in existence, except with different names and a slightly different timeline. Now, the history of Ridge continues with Stanford Research Institute engineers who are friends, Dave, Hugh, Charlie, and Howard. They bought the property as a weekend and summer retreat. And since the vines were there, they decided to make a quarter barrel of Cabernet, possibly on a lark. They forgot about that barrel for a couple of years, then decided to try it. Apparently, it knocked their socks off. They were so impressed, they rebonded the winery in time for the 1962 vintage. Here's John Olney continuing the story.
You know, they had day jobs. I mean, you know, they picked the grapes and really sort of just left them there to ferment. When they came back and checked on them and started drinking the wine, they were really amazed with the quality. And that's one of the reasons they figured, you know, since we didn't really have the time to do much to it in terms of winemaking, the quality must be inherent to the grapes and where they're grown.
Yeah, great indication that there's something special going on here.
Yeah, definitely.
But Dave, one of the four guys, did get inspired to leave his position at Stanford and made wine full-time.
Yeah, absolutely. Dave Bennion, you know, really got Ridge on the road during the 60s and you know, developed it.
And then Paul Draper came in and just took it to a whole nother level, and he's the one who led it to becoming an iconic winery.
Yeah, absolutely. Paul, you know, Paul came in the very late 60s and was, you know, brought on as a winemaker. And he'd had, you know, more extensive experience around the world with, you know, the great wines of the world. And, you know, I think really, you know, brought that extra dimension to the winemaking.
Yeah, and he understood the difference between wine that was made before Prohibition and wine that was made after the fact, and he was a big proponent of what he refers to as pre-industrial winemaking.
Absolutely. No, I mean, Paul has been the stalwart for, you know, making wine, really just following the terroir and with absolute minimal intervention, and always doing it by taste, you know, just trusting in blind tastings which wines should be blended in what way.
A sense of place or a taste of place has certainly become a catchphrase the last 10 years or so, but he's always had that idea.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, it's you know, at that time, there were certainly very few wineries really approaching winemaking from a single vineyard point of view. In other words, trying to identify special places where variety, soil, microclimate all come together. And that's really where we started, and that's really where we are today, is we're always trying to just identify those really special spots where, you know, and when you have those spots, you have the raw ingredients to make the wine, and, you know, then you don't really have to step in the winemaking side of it and really be adding much to it. In other words, it's all there naturally.
Right. When did the Zinfandel program get started here in Geyserville?
Well, we made our first Geyserville in 1966, and we made our first Litton Springs in 1972. So, those go back quite a ways.
How long you been winemaker now?
I've been with Ridge since 1997, so you know, well over 20 years now.
Yeah. Seen quite a lot of growth.
Yeah. No, it's been a lot of fun.
And you're the chief operating officer now. Mm-hmm. I've talked to a lot of winemakers over the years who get handed that executive position, and I wouldn't use the word regret, but they're kind of like, I kind of miss getting my hands dirty and doing the day-to-day winemaking. Are you feeling the same way? Or are you able to still get your hands dirty?
Well, winemaker is still part of the title as well. So yeah, I would never want to give that up.
Great. Well, I appreciate your time. I know you're very busy even this time of year. There's not really a whole lot going on, but there's always something, isn't there?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Always something happening.
Thank you for your time, John.
Yep. Look forward to seeing people out there.
Meaning he's looking forward to seeing you at Ridge Litton Springs or having you go down to Montebello and enjoy their celebration of organic wines next Saturday. And it's an all-day affair. Next week will be part two celebrating Earth Day and month. The topic will be the slow wine movement that promotes the same principles as the slow food movement. Sustainable farming, no additives, locally grown products, etc. It started in Italy, and I'll talk with the editor of the Slow Wine Guide, Giancarlo Guerrillo, as well as two wineries in Northern California who were included this year, Litterai Wines in Sebastopol, Sonoma County, and Larkmead in Calistoga, Napa Valley. In the meantime, look for the many events happening around your area and state, celebrating Earth Day and Down to Earth Month. Hug a tree, stare at the stars, and drink some wine. I'll catch you next week on the Wine Road. I'm Jeff Davis.